We've been talking about energy a lot lately in New Hampshire. Debates over wind farms, jet-fueled turbines generating power during peak demand, and of course, Northern Pass. There is one energy project, though, that hasn't gotten much attention, a project in Peterborough that would create the largest solar power array in the state. To learn more about it and about solar in general here, we turn to David Brooks. He writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and the blog of the same name at granitegeek.org. Hi there.
Hi there. Good to be here.
What does this Peterborough project look like, first of all?
Looks like they all look like it's a bunch of shiny rectangles, and this one is going to be sitting at the wastewater treatment plant. It just got a grant. The executive council gave it, $1 million it was, to help it go through with money from the renewable energy credits. It's going to be 947 kilowatts at peak output, almost a megawatt, not quite, and it probably will be built this year.
Almost a megawatt. How does that compare then to some of these more high-profile projects?
A couple of kilowatts is your standard rooftop photovoltaic. If you've ever seen one of them sitting on somebody's house, it's probably 3 to 5 kilowatts. So 3 to 5,000 watts. A megawatt is 1 million watts. It's 1,000 kilowatts. A general rule of thumb I've heard is that a megawatt will run a Walmart superstore when it's doing peak output.
Not a small amount of power, but compared to some of the other forms of energy that we've been talking about lately, this is not huge.
It's almost insignificant, frankly, but it's interesting in different ways. As I talk in the column, basically I had underestimated how much solar there is, and I thought I kept a pretty good eye on it, but when I actually looked at the numbers, there was more. There's about 3.5 megawatts of net metered solar existing in the state at the moment. Net metering means that they have permission to sell their excess power back to the utility if it's a really sunny day and they're not using everything they generate. And there's about 7 megawatts total installed in the state, as far as people can tell. But the interesting thing about it is it's kind of hard to tell because it is so distributed. You have bits and pieces here and there.
And is it typically then homeowners who are installing smaller photovoltaic systems, not necessarily town installations like in Peterborough or business installations?
Numerically, certainly. Almost all of those are small. Well, there are some town ones. There's another wastewater treatment plant out on the seacoast that has 150 kilowatts, something like that. And there's another one up in the North Country. Some companies have done it. Stonyfield Yogurt was about the first in the state. They put 50 kilowatts on one of their plants many years ago. PSNH has a display on their headquarters, and some other companies have 30, 40, 50, up to 100 kilowatt units here and there.
Now, several years ago, solar was getting a bad reputation in a lot of circles. There was criticism around the federal government's investment into Solyndra, and there were concerns that Chinese solar manufacturing was going to work out better than what was happening here. Is there any sign that this project in Peterborough might show that solar is rebounding here?
Solar, in terms of a way of generating electricity, has never had an issue. All those problems were with manufacturing solar panels and the economics of that. And that has proved to be very complicated, partly because the technology wasn't clear. There were a number of different technologies that were being pursued, and some of them haven't panned out. But in terms of solar generating electricity, even up here, which is, you know, we're not exactly in the Nevada desert here, but even up here, it's easy to think that solar requires, you know, massively hot sunny days, but actually cold weather, usually electronics works better in cold weather, so actually a sunny winter day is the best for photovoltaic. Solar is a perfectly reasonable way to generate electricity, as long as you can make the costs work, of course.
Well, David, thanks so much as always.
Okay.